I lost my dad in 2002 to a tragic car accident. And I was in a very, very dark place for a long time. Being at HBU allowed me to have access to that faith component and people that were very faithful, that prayed for me, prayed for my family, helped me come out of that darkness. And even Dr. Hodo, and just, you know, crying on his shoulder and him praying for me, and you know, anything I needed. The school, I mean, as a university, it's just unbelievable that I don't believe that I would get that anywhere else. It helped me grow as a person. You know, some of my, one of my best friends, Stephen Key, assistant basketball coach, he was with me from the start. I mean, he's one that, that helped me tremendously get through that.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Jared Moon is head coach of HBU's baseball team. He is HBU's all-time winningest baseball coach. Under Jared's direction, the team has become a serious Division I contender. As a Husky himself, Jared Moon led the 1994 baseball team to their first ever national ranking. He was inducted in the HBU Sports Hall of Fame in 2008. It's a real honor to meet you, Jared.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Good to be here.
I remember that classic photo that was on the front cover of Pillars magazine of all those guys in Southland Conference.
That was a good day. Good day for HBU baseball.
Take us back to that season and that lead.
You know, that season we had struggled early on, and you know, fighting just to get into the conference tournament. We ended up going in the number seven seed, and we just got hot at the right time. It was, we had four complete ball games from four pitchers, and we just ran straight through the tournament. And to my knowledge, I think that's the only time that's ever been done anywhere in the nation. So we had, like I said, we had four complete ball games, ended up beating Sam Houston in the championship game. It was a 0-0 game until the eighth inning. We had a guy on first and a little flare to right field. Right fielder dove for it when he shouldn't have. It got by him, and we ended up scoring and tacked on a few more. Won the championship, went to the first ever regional, NCAA regional here in Houston. We're up on Houston 4-0 into, I think, the sixth inning, I think. One bad inning, they went ahead of us, and you know, it didn't work out. But you know, to experience that, you know, at the NCAA level was just outstanding. I think it just speaks volumes for how far our program has come.
Well, indeed it has, and it's been under your leadership.
Well, it's, you know, I've never been one to toot my own horn.
Go ahead and toot it.
I never will be. That's just not who I am. But I've been very fortunate to have had good coaches. I'm a firm believer that good players make good coaches.
Right.
And again, very fortunate to have had a bunch of quality young men come through our program. We make them a little bit better. That's great. You know, it's just I'm very passionate about our program. Obviously, playing here, you know, graduating from here, and been here a long time. But you know, it's something I definitely want to see successful year in and year out.
You know, HBU has 17 Division I sports, and it's a, as we know, a whole different ball game when you're a university in Division I.
Right.
And you're in the Southland Conference. That's a whole nother category, right?
It's a big jump. You know, I was here when we only had five sports back when we were NAIA.
Yeah.
And jumping into that, going through transition was difficult to say the least.
Right.
But getting in the Southland, which is a great conference, a great baseball conference. I think we've been as high as, well, there's 30-some-odd conferences in the nation. We've been as high as number seven as far as a conference and RPI. We usually hover anywhere from 10 to 12. So we are one of the top 30%, you know, conferences in the nation.
Wow.
And, you know, for us to have been at the top of that top of this league for the last 2 years. You know, we won it in 15, and so three of the last 4 years, we've either won the league or at least played in the semifinal of the conference tournament.
That's amazing.
So last year we went in, we tied for third, went into the conference tournament as the number four seed due to a tiebreaker. The year before that, we were the number four seed, played in the semifinals both years, just came up a little bit short, but hopefully we'll be back there this year.
So take us, I want to learn about Jared Moon. Where are you from? How did
you get here? Well, I'm from Houston. I went to, on the north side at Aldine High School. Grew up there and graduated Aldine, went to Oklahoma, junior college in Oklahoma. I got hurt, got homesick, came back home, went to Lee College. Now this was back when they had their baseball program. They've since gotten rid of it. And when I left Lee College, I had two options. It was either HBU or Sam Houston. I had offers from both. I really wasn't real fond of the coach at Sam Houston. I had played summer ball with the guy that was the assistant here at the time, Brian Huddleston, who actually became the head coach who hired me as his assistant. I had played summer ball with him. When he told me he got the job, he called me and a couple other guys that we had played summer ball with. We came over, worked out. They offered a scholarship, and here we are. You know, that's, golly, that's been 93, I believe. Mm-hmm. So played here from 93 to 95. I was a graduate assistant for 2 years under Rusty Pendergrass. He was the head coach at the time. That's who I actually played for. Then in 97, Brian Huddleston was announced head coach. He hired me as his assistant. I was his assistant until, when did he retire? 05, I believe it was. He didn't retire. He resigned and, you know, got out of baseball, went into a different industry. I became head coach in 06, went to the World Series in 07. So, you know, one of the best years we've ever had. And 08, we transitioned and the bottom fell out from under us. You know, that's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. But kind of starting from scratch at that point to build an NCAA, you know, I don't want to say powerhouse, but a strong enough program that can compete day in and day out. And, you know, I think one of the things when we jumped into the Great West Conference, you know, we didn't have anything when we first started transitioning. There was no conference, there was no postseason, there was nothing. It was just play your season and go home. Mm-hmm. So that made recruiting very, very tough.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of kids that want to come play somewhere where they can't play for anything.
Right.
So I think one of the best things we did was getting into the Great West. At least that gave us something to try to achieve. And we ended up playing in the conference championship of that conference every year. We lost to Utah Valley every year. And then finally won it in 2013, which was the last year of that conference. That conference dissipated. So we won it in 13, got in the Southland, then won the Southland in 2015. So we've had a lot of success. We've been successful at every level. And you know, now we're at the highest level, and hopefully that success continues.
What's been the secret of that success? I mean, that's quite a trajectory, you
know,
when you think about it.
A lot of it is, you know, when I was the assistant, and so I did all the recruiting. There was only a two-man staff. It was me and Brian. Mm-hmm. So I did all the recruiting. He allowed me to do everything. So my main focus at that time was we were going to get the junior college kid, the junior college athlete who's a little seasoned. You know, he's got 2 years under his belt, so we didn't have to wait for them to develop. And that worked out great for us. You know, we got the being NAIA, we were able to sign the, I guess, lower academic guy that didn't have the grades for Division I. But there were still good students, just not strong enough.
Right.
So that worked out for us. Then when we transitioned to NCAA, we tried to sign a bunch of freshmen. Well, in the baseball world, it's kind of dog eat dog.
Yeah,
and
right.
In transition, we had quality ball players, quality freshmen that we'd brought in, and well, it was a tough time. You're struggling. You know, I mean, we struggled big time for 1 year for sure. We're playing some of the best schools in the nation, kind of getting our brains beat in.
Inducted.
Yes, yes. And so obviously players aren't going to be happy if they're not winning.
Sure.
Or if they're not playing. Well, then you have other schools that are coming in stealing players. So we lost quite a few of those freshmen to other junior colleges. They went off to play somewhere else and then go to a different four-year school from that junior college. So, you know, we dealt with that for about a year and then kind of went back to the junior college kid because at that point, I know that they can't leave anywhere. They can't go anywhere. But on the other hand, they're also, like I said, more seasoned. The year we won the league in 2015, we had four guys on our team that were with us ever since they were freshmen. Mm. So it kind of, you know, luckily they stayed with us and stuck it out. We had to go out of state to sign guys because, you know, for the longest time, mm-hmm. there was this notion that we were still NAIA.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a very good reputation at the NAIA level.
Yeah.
So even 2-3 years after we transitioned, you talk to some people, well, I didn't even know y'all were NCAA now. Well, yeah, we got uniforms and everything. So so we went to Oklahoma, we went to Louisiana, to California to try to sign the kids that are just as good ballplayers as what we have here in Texas. But in Texas, we're competing against 16 other Division I schools, big schools, and that makes it very hard to get those kids.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And Houston's a hotbed of talent, but it's just being able to sign that particular kid. So, you know, the success we've had, it has been from signing the junior college student athlete. But now that we've maintained that success, it's starting to get a little easier to bring in the high school kids again.
Now, and what was the secret of the retention, for instance, of those four players that stayed for 4 years?
Well, they were good, very good ball players, one.
Yeah.
And so they were playing every single day. And at that time, that is when we got into the Great West. So they had something to play for. You know, they had a taste of playing in a championship. And, you know, thank them to this day that they stuck with it, because
mm-hmm.
It paid off in the long run.
Let's talk for a minute. When we talk about Division I Southland Conference, to those mm-hmm. who are not really familiar, just again reiterate what that distinction means mm-hmm. that HBU's athletic department has.
Well, you know, the Southland's a very, very good conference. It's a very tough baseball conference.
And so the collection of teams in Southland would be?
Well, you have just in the state of Texas, you have Sam Houston, Lamar, Stephen F. Austin, Corpus Christi, Incarnate Word got in a couple of years after we did, Abilene Christian. And on the Louisiana side, you have McNeese, Nicholls State, New Orleans, Southeastern Louisiana, Northwestern State, and then we have one school up in Arkansas, Central Arkansas. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very good league, you know. And I know on the basketball side, it's tough as well. You know, I'm not certain about all the other sports, but you know, baseball's tough. It's a tough conference to win. You know, it's talking to other coaches in the conference. We always tell each other, you know, we could all switch uniforms and be the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Because the players are pretty similar, talent-wise. It's just, you know, whatever system they get into and who gets hot at the right time. So.
How have you been advantaged in that you were a player at mm-hmm. HBU, you were an assistant coach, I mean, you
right.
came up through the ranks.
Right.
How does that give you the advantage?
Well, you know, so some of the guys that we've signed, they've been at Big State U and then maybe gone to a junior college, and then we get them on the back end. So me being here for as long as I have been, it allows me to open their eyes to what our school's about. And even when we're recruiting guys, you know, HBU is not for everybody. I mean, there are some guys that they just wouldn't be a good fit here, regardless of their talent. But being able to talk with the players about certain professors, how they need to approach a certain teacher, or the, you know, somebody that I've known for a long time. or how they need to handle themselves on campus.
Yeah.
How they need to, you know, behave in convocation or, you know, whatever it is, just what HBU is all about.
Yeah. The faith component, let's talk about your faith, Jaron. Take us to that time where you had a spiritual encounter with God.
Ooh, that's you know, that's my faith has always been something that's been pretty personal to me. I mean, I don't wear it on my sleeve.
Sure.
But I will say, looking back, I know, you know, God has a bigger plan for everybody, and even though we don't know what it is, you know, always. I lost my dad in 2002 to a tragic car accident. And I was in a very, very dark place for a long time.
Yeah.
Being at HBU allowed me to have access to that faith component and people that were very faithful, that prayed for me, prayed for my family, helped me come out of that darkness.
Yeah.
And even Dr. Hodo, you know, I remember going to his office after, you know, he was up in Oklahoma for 2 weeks with my dad and come back and it's right in the middle of baseball season.
Wow.
So I remember going to Dr. Hodo's office and just, you know, crying on his shoulder and him praying for me and, you know, anything I needed. The school, I mean, as a university, it's just unbelievable that I don't believe that I would get that anywhere else. I may, I don't know, but I know what I got here, and it helped me grow as a person. You know, one of my best friends, Stephen Key, assistant basketball coach, he was with me from the start. You know, we became great friends in college. We were both here at the same time. But I mean, he's one that helped me tremendously get through that. So from the faith aspect, you know, I turned my back on God when that happened.
Sure.
And I remember Dr. Hodo asking me, "Are you mad at God?" And I said, "Absolutely. Absolutely I am." And he said, "That's okay. And he used an example of my dad. He said, "You know, I'm sure you and your dad had some arguments at times too, where he didn't like him so much." I said, "Yeah, absolutely." He said, "That's okay. It's okay to be mad at God, but you know, because God's always going to be there. He's not going to leave you or forsake you." And you know, I realized that, you know, later down the road. So it was tough to go through, but I wouldn't have been in any better place. You know, from being here. So,
you know, our next issue of the Pillars magazine is HBU as a family. And, you know, that's not just a reckless choice because, you know, I've been involved with about 100 podcasts now. So I've had a chance to listen. And one thing that's resounding to me about HBU is that it's like a family.
It is, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, there's a difference here. And I know some big schools that can say a lot of impressive things, but they kind of treat you like a Kleenex. And if this one doesn't work, we got 50 underneath it, and we won't think twice about. And, you know, the neat thing about family is you hang together. That's obviously been illustrated.
You know, and even, you know, a prime example of that last year during the flood. So I flooded out.
We had
4 feet of water in my house.
What city were you in?
We're in Katy.
Right near me.
Canyon Gate neighborhood. I don't know if you ever saw that on the news.
It was a disaster.
Water sat for 10 days. And, you know, so, and to talk about the HBU family, that, I mean, the city was flooded. We got out, went to a friend's house. The very next day, the coaches, you know, Coach Sheely, Coach Cottrell, Donna, all the coaches got together. Even Anthony Martin from the bookstore, he just got his clothes, shoes, whatever. Because when we evacuated, it was just with a backpack and that was it. And they drove out to Katy with trash bags full of stuff. And, you know, anything we needed, you know, food, what, it didn't matter. They were there in a heartbeat. And, you know, talk about a blessing. Donna was very instrumental in organizing a lot of aid for not just for me, but for a lot of people. Well, I still to this day don't know how the connection came, but Donna called me and said, a lady's gonna call you that possibly has a house that y'all could stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when my wife and daughter evacuated on a boat, I remember standing in the back of my truck. My truck was underwater, so I'm standing in the bed of the truck, and I snapped a picture of them while they're going out. And that night, once we were all back together, I just posted it on Facebook, you know, just to let everybody know we were safe, we're okay, you know, please pray for our family, and, you know, hope everybody else is safe. So I guess that picture just got shared and so on and so on and so on down the line. And a friend of a friend of a friend knew this lady. She called me 3 days later, and they had a house in Richmond that they had just put on the market. Well, she called and said, they will take it off the market. We could stay there for free. Wow. As long as we needed to. And I mean, we had been fine at a friend's house. It had been really inconvenient,
yeah.
But just a huge, huge blessing. We went over there to the rent house, and I'm telling you, there were trucks coming almost, it seemed like, for a full 24 hours, just bringing us stuff. Within one day, we had a full house of furniture, food, clothes, like we'd lived there for months. And that it's just, you talk about family, and that's what HBU is. That's what we're all about, and that's why, you know, one reason I've stayed here as long as I have, I've had opportunities to maybe go somewhere
sure,
else, but
sure.
this is home. This is my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't want to do that anywhere else. I don't know that I could get that treatment anywhere else.
You know, Jared, what you're saying is so true. I had a headhunter call me twice trying to get me to be involved in an interview process as mm-hmm. a president of another university. And, you know, I remember I was on the plane, I looked over my wife, and I said, this guy keeps calling me. We blew that off so fast because at HBU, there's something, here's what I've observed. First, the hand of God's on this place, mm-hmm. any way you want to cut it.
Right.
And I think that harkens back to those men who stood in this ground on this ground mm-hmm. 60 years ago, signed their personal guarantees to get this ground.
Right.
That greatest generation, Stuart Morris Sr. Incorporated, mm-hmm. all of those people around him. And then secondly, there is a great family. And as we know, you know and I know, our families aren't perfect.
Right.
My parenting's not perfect.
Right.
My grandparenting, my little Lily will tell you, is totally imperfect. But the fact is, there's one thing that's not an option,
mm-hmm.
and that's splitting up.
Right.
The word divorce has never been in Christy
exactly.
my vocabulary,
exactly.
and we're going to have 40 years in March.
Well, actually, this weekend is the 16th is mine and my wife's 23rd anniversary.
Oh, that's so, congratulations.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Well, I'm planning a big shebang for Christy in March of 2019. But this is why you need to come to HBU. That's why you need to investigate HBU. Sure, a state school is cheaper. They're not going to give you what HBU is going to give you. And if you don't have faith in God, good Christian mentors, when the storms hit you or the seduction of success hits you, you'll be amazed at how regretful you'll be later of the decisions you make. You know, a lot, Jared, you know, success carries a great blessing, but it can be a disguised curse for a
Absolutely.
Lot of people, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's, you know, some people handle success very well, some people not so much. And, you know, one thing I talk to our guys about is, you know, I try to create as much pressure as I possibly can on our team, because I want them to have to deal with adversity, because life's not easy, you know.
No.
And in the big picture, baseball is a minute part of their life. If they can grow as an individual while they're playing baseball, win some games, and learn life lessons through that pressure, you know, I tell them pressure can burst pipes, but it can also create diamonds.
That's right.
And
that's so true.
What better way to teach them that than through baseball? Because baseball is a game of failure. And how you deal with that failure, as in life, I believe determines your success. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have had quick success and think it's going to be there all the time. Well, it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be taken away from you really, really quick. You know, it's just like anything can. You know, we were very successful in 07, going to the World Series, finished third, one game away from a national title. 08, we didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we transitioned. So, you know, we won it in 15. In 16, I couldn't field a true lineup because we had so many injuries. Didn't mm-hmm. even make the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things can be taken away. So it's trying to have that steady, even keel of, you know, don't get too high or don't get too down.
Mm-hmm.
And just work hard to be successful and it'll come. You know, and as long as you're working hard to be successful, you know, you maximize your highs and minimize your lows. And, you know, that's all we try to do, you know, as a baseball program.
Very well said. This is Jared Moon. He's head coach of HBU's baseball team. HBU's all-time winningest baseball coach. And under his direction, the team has become a serious Division I contender. And we look forward to watching you in the upcoming season.
I appreciate it.
You can learn more about HBU Huskies. Go to HBUHuskies.com. Check it all out. And we look forward to visiting with you in the future, Jared.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.